hate. But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in the ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
I'm on the operation of the machine.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Chris, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We can share.
Yes, we can. One heart, mind at a time. This is Jay Parker. Hope you all had a nice Christmas and New Year's coming up. Catch 22. It's the 30th of December, 2021. My last show in 2021. And the call-in number is 215-688-5826. I'm having trouble with my one computer, so I'm using my old computer. So, if you call in, just hang on the line. I have to do a lot of permissions and stuff to get the call through. But eventually it will go through. Anyway, I'm more and more disappointed in Donald Trump. But not really. 2 years ago, I realized where he was coming from. I mean, they bought him in 1991 when the banks wrote off $1 billion worth of debt Donald Trump had. $1 billion. Now, those banksters do not let somebody walk for $1 billion unless they're getting something for their money. And just the way it is. And everything Trump did that was good, in 90 days, Biden, through executive orders, was able to make it all go away. Except for the MC trade agreement. Well, you know what I mean. The new NAFTA, Mexico-Canada-America trade agreement. I forgot how it's named. But, it, you know. And where basically we took a 90% bad agreement, trade agreement, and we brought it down to 40% bad. And just that, pressure being taken off the jugular vein of the American economy, caused one of the best economies we've seen since the 1950s. Now, of course, Donald Trump saying the best economy in the history. Well, sure, if you go by dollar amounts, I mean, more money was flying around, but, you know, you have to take in inflation. Nothing will compare to the American economies in the 1950s. Because, quite simply, there was only one person in a household, in a family, that was working. You had stay-at-home mothers there that took care of the kids and taught them morality and taught them traditional ethics. Well, thank God we got rid of that and let the state raise our children. Boy, it's a real big improvement, don't you think? Yeah, they're animals. They're non-role-playing NPCs, non-player characters. I mean, they cry and break down, and, I mean, they need safe spaces? Really? It's a shame. It's not all their fault. I mean, if you get messed with in the programmable state by expert psychological engineers, which the Satanists are, they've been studying the psychology and spirituality of their enemy, free humanity, for thousands and thousands of years. And you'd be surprised at what they've learned by torturing people like me. They know things about the human psyche that, you know, blow your mind. I mean, I can still remember my mother saying to my father, after she got to John E. DuPont and programmed him to go nuts, she said to my father, "Well, the program doesn't set in for 25 years. That was 1966, I believe she said that. And in 1991, John DuPont went totally ballistic. Amazing. It's almost as if my mother could project yourself 25 years into the future. But I beg for you to understand that the people you are fighting against are experts in human psychology, in human physiology, in propaganda and herd mentality. I mean, Edward Bernays would be amazed at the social engineering that Tavistock Institute has done to this world. I mean, there was a time in the 40s and 50s, one of the most popular forms of music was jazz. And people really being able to write complex music, like John Coltrane. I mean, the early work done by Louis Armstrong. I mean, virtuoso horn player. Virtuoso. Now, towards the end of his career, he just skated on his laurels and fronted a band. But when he was a young guy, he played like nobody else. And it's really sad because, I mean, you look at the complexity of Miles Davis's work or John Coltrane, and then you look at the garbage hip-hop that's out there passing for music. It's just amazing. But that's what happens when you socially engineer people to be their own worst enemies. And besides, it's really hard to become a virtuoso horn player, piano player like Count Basie, conductor like Duke Ellington. I mean, it's a lot of work. Much easier to go boop, 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 right? Yeah. You want to grow weeds? I got the civilization for you. Right here. Growing some real, real good weed. No. No joke. This society, as far as I'm concerned, it took Tavistock Institute and the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Council on Foreign Relations and, you know, everybody pitched in a little. But now here we are. The end is nigh. Irregardless of what happens with the vaccination rollout that's still being demanded, which, how is this happening? A vaccination that isn't a vaccination, it's experimental mRNA treatment. They even had to change the definition for vaccine so they could call it a vaccine when in fact it's mRNA gene therapy. And it's experimental. Doesn't stop you from getting COVID. Doesn't stop you from transmitting COVID. Yet, they're forcing people to take it in order to keep their jobs, in order to go on a airplane, on a train. Believe me, the restrictions that are coming out in January are going to blow people's minds. You're going to see Hitler Mao Zedong 2.0 like never before. And I know you're going to sit there and say, I don't understand this. Well, if you had taken a look at some of the stuff that Alex Jones has been saying with Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation. I don't know where we're going to go, folks. That's a pretty funny comment. I'm not concerned about where we're going. Because personally, I've made my deal with God. And I don't care anymore what happens to this toilet bowl of a civilization. I mean, I'm hoping for the best, but of course, hope doesn't even exist. And, I don't have any hope in God. God's a done deal. Eventually, the All-Father and the Divine Mother will win out. Might take a couple more millions of years. We might have to have the human race in some other form rebuild from scratch. Have the planet rebuild from scratch. But until we, as spiritual consciousnesses, learn natural law, self-empowerment and responsibility, this experiment in torture and evil is going to continue. Because if you live in a collective consciousness holodeck, so to speak, simulation produced by the subconscious belief systems of all 7.5 billion people, well, they're given Satanism light in the programmable state. So their 40 million bits of information going out of their subconscious to source is sophistic. It's satanic. Now, it's not hardcore Satanism, but it's satanic. It's Satanism-like. And I've had some talks with I've had some talks with Mark Passio about this. Totally sophistic. I mean, a complete inversion of true spiritual reality. Absolutely. But what do you expect from the demiurge? What do you expect from the fake God? The God who says that he is the one when he is not. Well, you expect a big lie. And that's what we're living. And we're getting it shoved in our face. Harder and harder and harder. I mean, I'm going to have to take a couple weeks off from doing my show and just take some time off and build a new website. Do some things that I've wanted to do for a while. I just have to stop looking at this stuff. I mean, it's beyond horrible. Where did common sense go? Where did simple logic go? If you have a therapy like budesonide, intravenous vitamin C, intravenous vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine, monoclonal antibodies, I always have trouble saying that, But now the Biden administration is trying to stop monoclonal antibody shipments. Just like I remember Governor Andy Cuomo of New York banning the use of hydroxychloroquine in the state of New York during the time when the COVID-19 was raging through the care homes, the old folks' homes. 55,000 senior citizens died in New York care homes because they refused on purpose, known early treatment therapies that would prevent death from COVID-19. Refused by the governor. The governor stepped in and banned hydroxychloroquine. And the Chinese, when this first came out in Wuhan, right? You know, where that funny lab is that Fauci was friends with. There were doctors. In fact, there was this one doctor, Dr. Mao. And he was saying, I've treated 50 people who have what appears to be COVID-19. And I've treated them all with intravenous vitamin C, large doses. And many are elderly. Some have comorbidities. I haven't lost one patient. Now, that was well known. Back in December of 2019, if you were paying attention like I was. By January and February of 2020, the hydroxychloroquine protocol by the French virologist in Marseille, who treated a bunch of people with zinc, hydroxychloroquine, and erythromycin, it lost, I think, 1 out of 50 people. And then, of course, the famous Dr. Zev Zelenko in New York, he took that French virologist protocol and used it in his Jewish village in New York in early 2020 and saved hundreds of lives. But he doesn't get any press except InfoWars and a few other websites that like to tell the truth. You know, I'm really done with this civilization. I'm done. It's so sad because I was watching Steve Kirsch was on Alex Jones, so I popped in and watched him get interviewed by Alex. And these parents took their 3-year-old to get the COVID-19 shot. And the next day, the child died of a heart attack. And that actually made the mainstream press in some areas. And none of the fact checkers would touch it with a 10-foot pole because it was irrefutable what had happened to the child. And I can only think of the parents have got to be absolutely devastated. Absolutely devastated. I I mean, could you imagine? After 2 years of people warning about this vaccine, people like Mike Yaden, the head of Pfizer vaccine science for 21 years. I mean, his latest video, he says this whole booster regime, it's nothing but a depopulation agenda. I mean, he comes out and says this isn't for COVID, this is for depopulation. And then he says, you start losing your natural immune system, gets knocked down to like 1/6 of its original ability after about 2 months. Now, when you take the third booster shot, they're seeing that the immune system goes negative, a la AIDS. So this is a depopulation agenda. Nothing more, nothing less. And that's what they said. They said it, you know, these think tanks, these foundations like the Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, Deagle.com published for all to see two Department of Defense studies saying that the population in America will be, one study had it at like 90 million people in 2025, and another study had it at 60 million people. And that got published, that went all over the web. But when you have a mind-controlled population, it's in one ear, out the other. Does not compute. Well, it's going to compute this spring. And people are dying left and right. They're covering it up. But 225 athletes collapse on the football field, on the soccer field, on the basketball court in the last 3 months with heart attacks. Many of them dying on the pitch. Just a reminder, at Nuremberg, they hung members of the media that lied for Hitler. They hung members of the media. I'm kind of looking forward to that. I hope I stick around long enough to see Nuremberg 2.0. I was reading a tweet by a nurse. Eh, it cracked me up. So, bunch of people at her hospital that are vaccinated are out with COVID. Huge amount. She is unvaccinated. She somehow, by a miracle of God, got and received a religious exemption. So now they've changed the quarantine time in America to 5 days. If you get a positive COVID test, of course, this is the 95% fraudulent PCR test. It's total fraud. I mean, just look at what Dr. Tom Cowan says about the PCR test. Look at what Dr. Terry Mullis said about the PCR test. Look at what Dr. Andrew Kaufman says about the PCR test. What John Cullen of Crowdsource the Truth. He did a show on the PCR test, and it's all computer-generated fraud. 100%. 100%. But there's only a handful of scientists and doctors calling it out for what it is. Why is that, Jay? It does. Doctors will agree with whoever is funding them. They don't want to lose their funding. They don't want to rock the boat. Well, I tell you, when hundreds of thousands of people start dropping dead, and it's almost at the point now where we're going to see people in the medical system throw up their hands and say, I can't be a part of this genocide anymore. And when you have people like Michael Yaden saying this is nothing but depopulation genocide, he's sending out a dog whistle to the world. If you fold your arms and let this happen, you are guilty of enabling mass genocide. But my faith in the All-Father and the Divine Mother, it's not shaken by this. It's not shaken by anything I see or hear in the three-dimensional world, because my heart and my consciousness are signed on to something else besides the 3D world. I'm a warrior for natural law. I'm a warrior for freedom. Don't really care. Do not really care. People want to jump off a cliff. Hey, I can tell them, hey, that's a cliff you're jumping off of. But that's about all I can do. It really is a shame. So many good people are going to expire in the next 2 years. People that didn't deserve to be murdered. Millions of people that did not deserve to have their immune systems shut off. But there it is. There's no denying that the experimental mRNA shuts off the natural human immune system. And when you get the third shot, when you get the booster, your immune system goes to negative. That means it's not trying to protect you, it's trying to kill you. Okay? But that's what happens when you change your DNA from what the All-Father and Divine Mother built and decide to hook up with Lucifer. Just the way it is. Now, they've been saying that, like, I was watching Max Egan the other day, and of course he's talking about the nanobots, and he's talking about, this is all about getting us hooked into the AI control grid, and that's part of it. You might as well throw the whole kitchen sink at the human race. You know, put a little bit of everything in. Graphene oxide, parasitic hydras. Try everything. See what really works good. And then, you know, when people start screaming and yelling that you're killing them, then you release the good stuff. The stuff that Fauci and his friends have been engineering with gain-of-function for the last 20 years. Yeah, you release the good stuff. Yeah, that'll shock the monkey. That'll put him right back in his place. I don't care. I lose my meat sack. Yeah, I've lost my meat sack before. I don't live for the meat sack. I live for the spirit. It's a shame. I think of those parents, how they must feel, having taken their child to get the mRNA experimental vaccine, and to have that child die the next day of a heart attack. I mean, how do you live through something like that? You handed your children over to Molech to be sacrificed. How do you live with that? I can't imagine. See, it's one thing to be a generational Satanist and to be possessed by an interdimensional spirit that owns you, and to kill and hand your children over to the fires of Molech. Hey, that's part of being possessed and in the cult. But to be a socially mind-controlled believer in a system of lies, and then to find out that all those crazy conspiracy theorists that were screaming and saying, hell no, I'm not taking the experimental jab, and screaming about the Nuremberg Code, and that it's a person's God-given right to refuse any medical treatment. According to the Nuremberg Code, it is. A law that is still on the books in Europe, Australia, Canada, United States. No, that's a treaty that was signed by hundreds of countries. All for that. Can't have that Nazi human experimentation going on. Well, here it is again. That's a shame. So Dr. Robert Malone, who invented the mRNA technology, got permanently banned from Twitter. Well, some of his tweets of late have been, I would say, less than kind to the medical establishment that's doing this genocide. And he was one of the major doctors that came out before any of this, back in December of 19, saying if you give a coronavirus, quote-unquote, vaccine, experimental coronavirus mRNA therapy, during a pandemic, you're going to cause massive ADE, antibody dependent enhancement, which makes whatever you're trying to protect someone from actually get 10 times worse. And, you know, going back to that University of Texas at Galveston study in 2012, many, many doctors at the CDC and at the FDA, knew that experimental mRNA coronavirus therapy was a death shot. The Galveston, Texas, University of Texas study, animal study in mRNA technology for coronavirus, all the animals died. And in the abstract, the synopsis of the study, the researchers simply said, do not do this do not give this to human beings under no circumstance. Well, they obviously didn't have any Pfizer stock in their portfolios, did they? So, Bill Gates said, 2020 and 2021, they're rough times for him. And he recently said 2021 was, like everybody, it was a rough time for him. Really? So his net worth increased like, I don't know, $81 billion to like 179, something like that. Yeah, he's going through a little rough patch like the rest of us this year. He only increased his net worth $81 billion. It's going through a rough patch. You should feel something for Bill Gates. It's going through a rough patch, just like you are, because of COVID. Only made $81 billion last year. Why, he can hardly go into the pedophile rape rooms and hold his head up high. Because a lot of his buddies made over $100 billion last year. Right? I don't know what to say to you folks. I mean, if I was able to walk easily, I'd be walking around with a sandwich board on, handing out flyers. Just saying. Planet Baby Killer. That's what they're turning it into. And, you know, Donald Trump and Candace Owens did an interview this week. And Candace Owens tried to tell Trump about the disaster that the Operation Warp Speed is. That, you know, but she had no statistics, no charts, no numbers, no nothing. I never saw someone with an opportunity to bring someone out of mind control and delusional thinking. And that's what Donald Trump is suffering from. He's a narcissist. And he doesn't want to admit that he got played. Or, who knows, maybe he didn't get played. Maybe he knows that this was the plan all along. Get rid of the people. I mean, he's a billionaire. He's in the club. Why the heck not? I mean, obviously, when you look at Catherine Austin Fitz, you know, like 3 years ago, saying, when I look at Donald Trump, what his administration is doing, everything is tied to the Bush Illuminati crime family. Even the gaps in the wall that Trump was building on the southern border. The places where they weren't building gaps were controlled by cartels that are working with the Bushes. So we got over 20,000 deaths. And since we know that the bears reports perhaps 1% of actual or 10% at the most. So it could be 2 million plus, and it could be 200,000 plus death. It's funny, you know, the FDA would shut down any drug or therapy in the past that caused over 35 deaths. Just shut it down and do a safety study. Just say, whoa, time out. What's going on here? But not anymore. Not with Pfizer on every FDA and CDC board. Yes, sir. Pfizer made $37 billion last quarter. $37 billion in one quarter in profit. And what did they do about all the heart attacks and myocarditis they're causing? They bought the company that specializes in heart medicine and heart scanning equipment. So they're going to get paid. The more people whose hearts they destroy, the more profit they're going to make. Lovely. Very sad. So let's go to Mercola. Let's see, latest news. Is your sleep disorder linked to a vitamin deficiency? Interesting thought. Big Pharma's war on scientists to mandate jabs for life. COVID-19 arm implants. Sweden has wholeheartedly embraced the transhumanist movement, leading technological advances in passport implants. Taking these steps may help thwart the threat against freedom. I don't know. Anybody got a rocket ship ready to go? Now, Mercola, December 30th, that's today. The unvaxxed may soon be shipped to quarantine camps. Oh, good. We'll all be together. According to President Biden, a winter of death awaits anyone who rejects the experimental COVID jab. If we are to go by actual science and data, the warning Biden issued should have gone out to the vaccinated, because everything points to the double and triple jabbed being at increased risk for infection, especially with the Omicron variant. One reason for this is because the COVID jab reprograms your innate and adaptive immune systems, causing immune depletion. Data also shows immune depletion, sorry. Data shows that more heavily vaccinated population is, the higher the case rate gets. Joy. As predicted, we are rapidly approaching a time when the unvaccinated might be imprisoned for no other reason than their refusal of an experimental gene injection. Well, what's it, January 5th in New York State? Oh, they got a bunch of laws. But essentially, it's medical tyranny, martial law. That if they'll be forced vaccinating everyone, and if the governor deems you a risk to health, well, they can lock you up, detain you, without trial, without due process of law, indefinitely. And you thought those rumors of a FEMA camp teeming with free thinkers and patriots was a conspiracy theory. Well, how many things were conspiracy theories a year ago that are now fact? 20, 30 things? In early January 21, a New York bill, A-416, was introduced that would give the governor power and his and her delegates power to remove and or indefinitely detain anyone suspected of being a threat to public health. Detainees would be kept in a medical facility or other appropriate facility, in other words, a medical prison camp, for the maximum of 60 days, although a court could extend the determination in 90-day increments indefinitely. Well, where are they going to find a judge to do that? I mean, that's like finding a judge to seal the evidence in the Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein case. You know, all those thousands of photographs of pedophiles, famous, powerful pedophiles that Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein took. Oh, they did seal the evidence. So we're not allowed to know who the Johns for Ghislaine and Epstein were. They're protected. And I think that's what the government should do. They should protect pedophiles. Don't you? In Australia, medical incarceration is already underway. Anyone who has come in close contact with someone who tests positive, and that's a 95% fraudulent PCR test. That's what we're talking about here. It's all fraud. Must spend 14 days in a quarantine camp, even if they are triple jabbed and test negative for COVID. Now, basically, it's the government saying, we're just going to lock up every dissident we can get our hands on and claim it's COVID. It's all right. You can have my body, but you'll never get my cooperation. Now, when Steve Kirsch was on Alex Jones, he had just written an article, How the Game is Really Played. Just for the record, here's a secret memo that Tony Fauci sent to world leaders totally explaining the ground rules for the pandemic response, revealed here for the first time. And I'm going to read this. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The 20 ground rules for the powers that should not be in how to handle the herd and how to get the COVID-19 Klaus Schwab Great Reset done. I'm going to read that. But I am being honest that I'll probably do Saturday's show. But I'm going to talk to some of the managers at Revolution Radio and see if I can get a couple of weeks off. Because I'm sick of looking at this stuff. I need a break. I need to take time off and just read Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton. And read the Bible and some of the good stuff I got. Because I can't look at this anymore. The other day when Steve Hirsch was on InfoWars and he talked about that three-year-old being murdered. Something in me just went, I can't look at this anymore. And, you know, that's, I think Nietzsche said, if you look at the abyss too long, you'll become it. You'll get sucked into it. And energy flows where attention goes. Now, I've been spending a lot of energy trying to warn people about what's going on. And the fact is, there are some good things happening out there. I mean, Robert Malone went on Joe Rogan today. And that's going to be another 40 million plus people that wake up. So that's good. When Dr. McCullough went on, it went over 40 million. All right, I'll be back and I'll read Dr. Fauci's email to the world leaders. This is Jay Parker for The Center Path on Revolution Radio.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Has been taken. The blinders are off. Are we in the end game? Or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened with no choices? Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve.
Come on!
The Red Pill. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Check it out.
Everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle, If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And we're back. And I just want to say about Steve Kirsch's memo that Tony Fauci sent the world leaders. Well, I'll let Steve explain that in his own words. This is just my educated guess on what Fauci probably told world leaders about how to deal with COVID pandemic. A lot of people have told me this is the best piece I've ever written. Note, for those who have trouble figuring out whether this is fact or fiction, the answer is that the memo never existed. But there, if there was a memo and Fauci was telling the truth, this is my guess as to how he would have written it. To world leaders, from Tony Fauci. Ground rules for health and safety of the world is the subject. Now, some of Tony Fauci's memos have been exposed. And what are they about? How about the ones about we have to keep the lab leak talk and discredit it and put down the talk of gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab? And he sent out talking points. Right? So this isn't far-fetched. This is Steve Kirsch watching everything that the World Health Organization, that the CDC, that the NIH is doing, that the NIAID is doing, that the FDA is doing, in murdering hundreds of thousands of people and making Big Pharma hundreds of billions of dollars in profit. And you know it's an Illuminati, you know, Operation Lockstep. Because, you know, they talked about it for years. Oh, it's just, I really don't know what to say at this point. I think about all the people I know that have taken the jab because they wanted to keep their jobs. And now they're going to suffer with no immune system. And they're going to die horrible deaths. They're going to succumb to whatever it is they're genetically predisposed to. Whether it's the toxins that they've been exposed to that trigger cancer. Or it's bad eating habits that lead to heart disease. Whatever. With no immune system in this world, you're S-O-L. Period. And after the third jab, according to Michael Yeadon, whatever you want to pronounce his name, head of Pfizer vaccine for 21 years, this is a depopulation genocide. This has nothing to do with coronavirus, which is, of course, flu or cold. Okay? This has to do with the suppression of early treatments and the medical system having protocols where they force you to take remdesivir, which after 5 days destroys your kidneys. And then, because your kidneys are destroyed by the remdesivir, your lungs filled up with fluid, they shove you on a ventilator and blow your lungs out and kill you. But, you know, for every dead person on a ventilator, a hospital gets $38,000 from Health and Human Services. So it's, you know, a beautiful Illuminati thing. You know, you should get paid when you murder for Moolak. Okay? Did you understand? I'll murder for money, won't you? Do it in a heartbeat. Just give me that stack of dead presidents. I don't care who I kill. Unbelievable. Thank God there's people like Joe Dispenza in the world, Bruce Lipton, Kevin Trudeau. There's truth out there. And you can fill your mind with that truth. In fact, I need a break from this, because this is going to get really ugly before it gets better. I mean, there are actual fools out there talking that, oh, when the Republicans win the election and take back the House and Senate, we'll fix all this. I mean, you've got to be smoking Andromeda crack. If you don't see the uniparty, if you don't see the cowardice that's going on right now. I mean, for God's sakes, Trump is toeing the line for Pfizer like nobody's business. The fix is in, and the whole system wants you dead. And wants America destroyed, annihilated. This isn't the future. This isn't some generation in the future is going to go through this. This is happening right now. Number one, never allow a proper autopsy by the people who are capable of making a vaccine determination. If an autopsy can't be avoided, make sure the coroner is understaffed, lacks the proper skills and tests, and doesn't have the time to do it. Right. Also, offer to pay for funeral expenses if they skip the autopsy. This usually works. Whatever you do, make sure nobody reads this guide for how to perform an effective autopsy. And there's a link. Never allow anyone to do an analysis on what is in the vials. In the rare event an analysis happens, we have your back. We'll claim that the people who did the analysis are anti-vaxxers who stole government property and deliberately contaminated the vials before they were analyzed. We've got all the bases covered. Three, ensure that as you go through this, you realize this is what's been going on for the last 2 years from the WHO, from the CDC. I mean, you can say, well, this is imaginary memo, but all of it has got a foothold in reality. I mean, there's been huge resistance to giving people who died of the vaccine to give them proper autopsies. Huge resistance. Never allow anyone to do an analysis of the vials. And if they do an analysis and find graphene oxide, Hydra parasites, metal shards, nanobots, GMO spike protein, AIDS, HIV fragments, just ignore it. Three, ensure that the drug companies have complete immunity from prosecution. Otherwise, we're totally screwed. Congress is in our pocket on this. We forced them to provide immunity back in the 80s. There were only four manufacturers then. We all illegally colluded to ensure that unless Congress agreed to our ridiculous demand, we wouldn't make any more vaccines. That's the truth. That's essentially what happened during the Reagan administration in 86. And we had, on the vaccine schedule at the time in 86, I think it was 16 vaccines for children. And now the number is 79 vaccines for children since 86. And they all have mercury and formaldehyde, RNA and DNA fragments, and nano aluminum. Good for the brain. Make sure the Vaccine Injury Program, the CIPI, never pays a dime to COVID vaccine victims. Even paying out a dime would be an acknowledgement that vaccines aren't safe. That would cause vaccine hesitancy, We cannot have that. And some countries have been paying out for vaccine death and injury. So I forget which ones right now, but it's horrible to watch this. 6, mandate the vaccines for everyone except Congress and the Supreme Court. Give it to them right after birth. We don't want to have a control group here that isn't dying. If people make the comparison, we're screwed. This is why we nix the placebo group in all our clinical trials, so nobody would ever find out how unsafe these vaccines are. Having a member of Congress or the Supreme Court die will make us look bad. We can still call it unrelated if it happens. To let the Hank Aaron and I'm trying to think of that. Marvelous Marvin Hagler. In the event of disabilities that happen during the clinical trials, change the symptom when writing the study report for the FDA. So permanent paralysis becomes mild abdominal pain. Trust me, this works. Maddie DeGarry is our poster child. The press is never going to cover her injury because we told them not to. We do fraud in plain sight, and nobody catches us on this. It is so well controlled, it's unbelievable how well we have nailed this down. Well, when you control the mainstream media, it's real power. I mean, isn't that what one of the things Malcolm X was railing against in the 60s? He said the mainstream media will get you hating the people who are trying to free you and loving the people who are trying to oppress you. Said the mainstream media was the most powerful thing in the country. Yeah. It's where a lot of the social engineering comes from. If someone dies from the vaccine during the vaccine clinical trial, do not panic. Simply write up the report that the death isn't related to the vaccine. The FDA won't ask you how you determined that. Anyone who asks stupid questions like that will be fired from the FDA. I think they did do a bunch of complete autopsies and found over 90% of the deaths after the shot were linked to the shot. There are going to be more all-cause death reports in the vaccine group than in the placebo group, nearly 25% more, as in the Pfizer trial. But don't worry. This is because vaccines are super deadly, duh. However, by 1, choosing a very healthy cohort, and 2, limiting the size of the cohorts, we can claim the difference in deaths is not statistically significant. This fools all the real scientists. They will say, oh, that makes sense, and now they won't dig deeper. It works every time. Critical thinkers like Chris Matherson don't matter because they don't have enough big followings to matter. And we deplatform Brett Weinstein, so he's not going to bring Robert Malone on his show ever again. There you go. the medical community is never going to check your work if you work at the CDC. They are brainwashed from day one in medical school to always trust the medical authorities. We basically turn them into sheep and remove their critical thinking skills. And medicine is so complicated that they have to trust us because they don't have the time, skills, or tools to do the shite, like actually look at the VAERS database. This is how our loyal staffers, like John Sue, are able to get away with making presentations of the VAERS data without even mentioning the underreporting factor. Nobody even asks him about the underreporting factor, which is 10% at best, 1% at worst. 11, we can always get stuff approved, even if it's harmful to health. This is because we've instructed everyone on the outside panels to never question our staff members on stuff like this. They know we will kick them off the committee like we did with that dumbass Martin Kugloff, who let facts and science get in the way of his thinking. So what if he's a world expert from Harvard? Experts. We don't need no experts. We don't even have to show you any stickin' experts. We need people who follow orders here and don't challenge the narrative. The outside committee members all saw what we did to cut Drosh, and it sends a chilling message to them that they all understand. Comply with our rules or have your head cut off. They aren't stupid. Rule following goes for employees as well. We'll force you out if you actually follow the science. Read how we got approval for the vaccine for teens. And there's a link. Nothing can stop me. Not Congress, not renegade employees, not even the outside committees. I control everything, and they are powerless to stop me. Because he is the science, right? Sure, there'll be lots of cardiac arrests, and the ER docs will all see this, but they are too busy to track stats and realize there is an uptick. And nobody is going to find a signal, even though the numbers are obvious. It's difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on not understanding it. Umpton Sinclair. And also, I just want to say, that's a hell of a quote by Umpton Sinclair. It's difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends upon his not understanding it. Upton Sinclair. Now, what do you know about the author Upton Sinclair? He used to live in Arden, Delaware, in the Illuminati CIA Marquis of Hell village that I grew up in? So right here, he's telling you the name of the coercion game. Just make it so that if you go against the grain, you don't have a job. If you go against the narrative, if you rock the boat, see you later, alligator. You're on the street. Spoken like a true Illuminati. 13. Aggressively pursue the revocation of medical license for anyone who speaks out against the narrative. Even just one tweet that cautions people about the vaccine or questions mask wearing should be the grounds for license revocation. Trust me, all the medical boards understand this. If a physician prescribes ivermectin for COVID, he's toast. We don't want anyone to find out the stuff works. No, we want to kill people. It's the Great Reset. 14. Never do a proactive survey to find out the denominator of events. Back in 1985, we carefully designed the VAERS system so that nobody will ever know the true denominator, so we can argue that every vaccine is safe, no matter how unsafe they are. This allows us to claim all these signals are rare. 10 years ago, we killed the ESP VAERS project because it was too accurate. And that, of course, is the three-year Harvard Medical Group, the Pilgrim Harvard Medical Group, forming a new VAERS reporting system. Yeah, the CDC nixed that. After the grant was out, after 3 years, they would no longer talk to Harvard and no longer talk about the new VAERS system that they had invented. Bobby Kennedy nailed us on this in his book, but his book is so long, nobody's going to find this. It's on page 73 of the book, or search for AHRQ if you have the Kindle edition. 15. We use masks to monitor our level of control. Masks don't work at all. We just made that shite up. We aren't stupid. We know that the two randomized trials showed no effect. The study the CDC cites for justifying masks in schools was horribly confounded, but it showed the results we wanted to see. And even when we were called out about it in a great video on YouTube, it doesn't matter. We didn't even need to have YouTube pull the video. So it works. That's why we always refer to that study rather than the more definitive randomized studies, which we don't talk about at all. But trust us, the public doesn't know what we know, are only showing them the crappy studies that support our agenda. They totally trust us because we are the authorities. And you know what Mark Passio says about belief in authority. If you have an authority in your life more than the All-Father and the Divine Mother and natural law, you got the wrong authority. They don't have the time to do the research. Let's be honest here. Few people are going to buy Judy Menkovich's The Truth About Masks book on Amazon. Look, only 82 ratings on the subject that affects 300 million people. So masks are the canary in the coal mine. If people aren't complying with our ridiculous masking advice, it's a sign we are losing control. So we have to stiffen the enforcement by doing things like making it a crime not to do what we say. This control over people's minds is critical to our success. We can even get them to double mask. They are so stupid. They can't figure out that 2 times 0 is 0. These people will do anything we say. 16. We have a huge educational campaign to fool the people into thinking this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, rather than a pandemic of people who never got early treatment. It is totally working. We didn't even have to show a single statistic from any hospital. The press eats it up. You better believe they do. 17. We tell people, trust the science. This always works since they deem us to be the authorities on science. Nobody has seen the Peanuts cartoon. Trust the science is the most anti-science statement ever. Questioning science is how you do science. Yeah. Good old Linus. 18. We are paying the hospitals huge bonuses for classifying deaths as COVID deaths in order to keep the fear alive. If someone dies in a car accident, but they test positive for COVID using a high cycle threshold, is usually how this is done. Yeah. Over 40 cycles, you're guaranteed to get a false positive. And that's what's said at. Then, the death is a COVID death. The hospital makes money, $38,000. And we use the stats to make COVID look like an emergency. Because we need that emergency use authorization. Don't they? 19. Researchers quickly learn how to rewrite their studies, support the narrative. Consider the Danish mask study. It showed masks didn't work. Nobody would publish it. So they quickly learned how to manipulate the science to support the narrative. The editor-in-chief of the BMJ actually blew the whistle on this. But, fortunately, nobody read it. He does something stupid like that again, we'll have him removed. Scientists who refuse to comply, like Jessica Rose or Peter McCullough, find their paper gets withdrawn from the journal by the publisher because we told the publisher to remove it. They complied. We control the science, not the scientists. Okay? I mean, when you are censoring medical papers by doctors like Peter McCullough, yeah, you're Hitler, Stalin, and Mao rolled into one. This is an Illuminati genocide. Make sure your physicians, this is 20, are not educated about reporting to VAERS. Let's not make a bad problem even worse. We don't want anyone reporting. It's already bad enough. We'll fix VAERS to make it crash more like right before you hit the submit and make the UX harder to use just in case. And it's like a half hour to report the VAERS. It's really bad. 21. The only early treatments allowed are those created by our big pharma sponsors. Everything else we need to go after doctors and take away their license so they prescribe any shite that works like ivermectin. We'll make sure that nobody finds out that ivermectin is what Japan uses to get to zero COVID deaths. We got Pierre Corey fired from his job. other people will take notice of that. Cliff Lane is head of the COVID Guidelines Committee. He reports to me, and he's loyal. He'll make sure no viable early treatment gets recommended, and he's unless it's from Big Pharma. Did you see the hit job he did on fluvoxamine? This is a drug that reduces death from COVID by 12 times. But Cliff and his team did a brilliant FUD write-up to make it look like the drug didn't work. These guys are brilliant. The write-up is going to fool everyone, because if anyone objects, we cut their NIH funding. This is why no researcher in the U.S. is going to call our bluff on the rating for fluvoxamine. They are never going to speak out against us, or they will find themselves without funding and out of a job. 22. By marketing antivirals that partially work, it means we get to increase our average selling price. Now, we can market both products to everyone, a vaccine that doesn't work and a pill that doesn't work. And when people complain they're still being infected, we just tell them to up the dosage of pills and get boosted more frequently. These people are so stupid, they will never catch on. We have to make Omicron look like a serious threat, even if there's only a few deaths. This is required to maintain the emergency use authorization on the jab. If the pandemic goes away, we're screwed. We have to keep the U.S. in a state of emergency with new and more dangerous variants. Since people die all the time with Omicron, actually only one death in the U.S. so far, but we never mention that. We make it appear that they died from Omicron. See, there's only one death with Omicron, even though there's not a test in the U.S. for the Omicron variant. It's all BS. Omicron is to keep the revenue stream going. They are never going to figure this out. We simply tell people that they have to take desperate measures to avoid this new and unknown threat. 24. The mainstream media has been trained to never mention that the vaccine could be the cause of death. Even if a person died within hours of the vaccine and they were perfectly healthy before and had no history of heart disease, if they die in their sleep less than 24 hours after the vaccination, the press will just report it as an unexpected tragic death. Oh, sudden death. And there will be no mention of the vaccine. Even the New York Times won't say anything when their top staff dies from the vaccine. When New York Times editor Carlos Trajaja died at 49 just one day after the jab, his obit didn't say a word about it. This is exactly like we told them. Never implicate the vaccine, no matter how incriminating the evidence. 25. Censor, discredit, ridicule anyone who attempts to question the narrative, such as making a link between the vaccine and death, or saying that the masks don't work, or claiming that the vaccines injured people. This is because you don't have to have the facts on your side, so you have to resort to other techniques. Never try to win on the facts. That's a losing proposition. Question their sanity, their motivation. Find errors they've made in the past and call them a conspiracy theorist. Point out that their family thinks they're crazy. Do everything possible to put a spotlight on their credibility. People will quickly forget about the facts. Never accept a debate with the opposition. That would be devastating because we'd lose. So you must completely ignore any attempts. Even if they offer you $2 million to come and debate, like that of troublemaker Steve Kirsch did, claimed that doing so would give him credibility. So even for someone like RFK Jr., who has a New York Times best-selling book, just keep pretending that they have no credibility like Jake Tapper did. You never want to give the cranks airtime. Jake is well-trained. Read this Wall Street Journal editorial, which documents how Francis Collins and I control the narrative. This is how the professionals do it. Even when we are called out by the Wall Street Journal on our intimidation tactics, it just won't stick. We are like Teflon. We can do nothing wrong. 27. Keep repeating safe and effective. Say it enough times, you'll believe it. And it will let you ignore all the bodies dropping like flies around you, including stuff like three-year-old kids who died from cardiac arrest less than a day after being vaccinated. When that happens, think, it's just a fluke. 28. We've exempted the employees of the CDC, other agencies, and Congress from any of the mandates. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to keep anyone employed there. Did you know that nearly none of the CDC employees vaccinate their children? It's amazing that the mainstream press has never uncovered this. At the CDC, the motto is, do what we say, not what we do. Americans are so naive. They think we walk the talk. No way. We aren't stupid. 29. Big tech will help us make sure nobody learns the truth. As we all know, in order to keep the mass formation in place, censorship is required. My good friend, Mark Zuckerberg, will do anything I say. The other high-tech company CEOs all drink the Kool-Aid, too. They are way too busy running their companies to delve into the science. So they are totally clueless that the vaccines are bad and drugs like ivermectin are not. I told them all not to listen to people spreading misinformation. So none of the top Silicon Valley CEOs like YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, are ever going to hear that truth. These people all think they are on the right side of this battle, and they think they are doing what is best for society. They are fools. They have no idea how they are being used, and best of all, they will never figure it out. We've got all the social networks to censor anyone questioning the narrative. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Medium, etc. The only two big ones we haven't captured yet are Substack and Cura, which these get big enough to bother about. We'll simply buy them out and censor all the content that goes against the narrative. Zuck is the best. Removing vaccine injury groups with 250,000 people in them is the right thing to do. Nobody will be able to recover that evidence since there is no FOIA for private companies. So when people ask about vaccine injured, we can say, what vaccine injured? And what they're talking about here is Facebook groups, public Facebook groups that had 200,000 people talking about their injuries from the jab. Facebook just kicked them off Facebook and deleted all their information and said, what? I don't see anything. See, this is why the Nazis at the Nuremberg trial were hung. The press, that is. Because they were using the power of the media to deceive the population. And they were doing it with eyes wide open, committing genocide and fraud. I funded the virus, but nobody's going to put two and two together. If it wasn't for one a-hole senator, Rand Paul, nobody would know that I funded the gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab. Look, I'm the guy who caused this whole mess, and what do? They put me in charge of cleaning it up. These people are dumber than a doornail. I create the biggest disaster on the planet. Then they gave me infinite money to spend to clean it up. Hey, did you know that any Democratic committee chairman can request my unredacted emails with just a simple letter to the NIH? But they won't do that because it would reveal that they weren't doing their oversight job. We can literally get away with murder. Nobody is going to challenge us. This guy Kirsch estimated we've killed over 150,000 Americans with the vaccine so far. But the real number is more than double that, at least. We basically can get away with murder. Nobody is wiser. It's happening in plain sight. 31. Even if we are exposed, nobody will believe it. John Stewart exposed the whole scheme in an interview on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He told the whole story right down to the business cards, but everyone thought he was joking. Right before he died, Spanish comedian El Ristes admitted the entire scheme in a video to the whole world. Everyone thought he was joking at the time. Watch the video. Don't worry about, this is 32, don't worry about having this memo fall into the wrong hands. If the press gets this memo, they won't publish it. And even if the whole effing memo is published, the people now are so brainwashed that they would never believe it, even when they can fact-check everything. So there is nothing to fear. If you have any questions on any of these points, send me an email. Pretty funny, huh? But that's essentially the whole COVID scam. In a nutshell, in an hour article, I read all the main points of the pandemic COVID-1984. It's all there in that article. And you're thinking that, well, that was out of Steve Kirsch's mind. That's not real. If you look at every point he made, doctors having their license gone after, and pharmacists, for prescribing early treatment for COVID. I mean, even Scott Jensen, who's a state senator and doctor in Minnesota, who's running for governor. You know, he's trying to treat people with early treatment, and they brought him in front of a board trying to illegally take his license away, like, 3 times. Because you're not allowed to treat people. This is a genocide by the Illuminati. This is Aaron Sorrells on Twitter. United Airlines flight attendant over 10 years, a Texan and single mother, has just been placed on indefinite suspension due to her refusal to get the shot. We cannot allow such actions such as these to go unpunished. We must stand up for freedom for all. And this is why, you know, Donald Trump, oh, you have your freedom. You don't have to take the shot if you don't want to. Oh, really? What about all the people being fired for not taking the jab, Donald? And this is what I have to say about Candace Owens. You know, she went after him a little bit on the vaccine, totally not prepared, totally softball attitude. I mean, not even third rate. I mean, journalist? Really? I mean, if she's the best and brightest of the next generation of Republicans, lots of luck. We're SOL. And then after the interview, which she didn't even, she could have easily turned Donald Trump. I mean, why didn't she have a valise with pictures of people who have had their legs and arms amputated because of blood clots, and shown that to Donald Trump? Said, what do you say to this woman, 42 years old, who had both her legs at the above the kneecaps removed? Perfectly healthy woman. Both her legs above the kneecap removed because of blood clots, because of the double jab. What do you say to her, Mr. President? Mr. President, this is a graph from VAERS showing a line of the last 30 years of death from vaccination in the VAERS reporting system. And right here at the end of the graph, which is simply almost a flat red line. You see it skyrocket in the year 2020. Skyrocket to over 20,000. Explain that, Mr. President, that we have a vaccine that has killed more people than all the vaccines put together in the last 40 years. Explain that to me, Mr. Warp Speed. Mr. The vaccines are great. Nah, she didn't do anything. And then she covered for him, saying, oh, Donald Trump is old. He doesn't understand the internet. He doesn't know how to do research. It's not his fault. Really? At this point? Are you joking me? There's a lot of older people, Candace, that know how to do a search on DuckGoGo. There's a lot of older people that know how to get real alternative information from like Zero Hedge or Sputnik. Now, Donald Trump is without excuse going along with this genocide. And when Donald Trump was asked, this is a little tidbit from Kevin Trudeau. When Donald Trump was asked, what's the secret to success? Donald Trump said, it's genetic. A total eugenicist answer. Well, I'll see you on Saturday.
Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart. You can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time across the...